Well, good evening, everyone. My name's Warren Lance, and I want to welcome you to the weekly Take Action Team podcast, where each week, not only do we want to inspire you into taking action, but we really want to give you some tools to move your business forwards. And let me tell you, if you're one of these START members or you're someone part of a new market, you want to grab pen and paper. Actually, if you're anyone, you want to grab pen and paper, because this dynamic couple has just done amazing things. And you know what? They've invested in themselves. I mean, this beautiful lady happens to be a lawyer, so she went through 6 years of university educating herself. But what happened was she had an amazing, amazing product experience. And the gentleman I'm about to introduce you to, I mean, he's gone on to become one of the Isobody finalists. They've, as a couple, received Spirit of Isogenics Award. They're part of START 1000. And for those of you that don't have a clue what I just said, START 1000 is the age group 35 and under. Now, there's a subset to START 1000. They're actually 25 years and under. So they're in that 18 to 25 year category. And in fact, for their country, they're the number two money earners overall, which is absolutely spectacular. The gentleman I'm about to introduce you to was a helicopter pilot, and you know what? He still flies, but he flies for fun now, because he's building an isogenics empire. So it is my absolute privilege to welcome to the call this evening none other than Adam Nesbitt and Bianca Bathurst. How are you guys doing this evening?
Hey, what's up?
What's up? Woo-hoo-hoo.
We are up, my friend.
Well, welcome to the call. Welcome to the call. And I'm so excited to have you guys share your story and just some of the takeaways, because to be in the 18 to 25 year old age group and actually be the number two money earners in the country of New Zealand is absolutely spectacular. And I know you guys are doing a lot of, I guess, the fundamentals. You're certainly doing the fundamentals, but you do it with your own twist, and you're attracting people to isogenics. I understand you're right on the verge of going 4-star, which is absolutely remarkable. I mean, we're talking about a solid 6-figure income, breaking to a multiple 6-figure income. So you guys are rocking the house.
Thank you so much. This is just, I just got to say, Warren, we have been listening to these podcasts since the day we got started. We got the Podomatic podcast passed on to us. And so to hear you welcome us in right now, it's just a dream come true. So we are just so honored to be on this call with you right now.
Well, it is my honor to be interviewing you guys, because you guys are doing just amazing things and the privilege is all mine. But you know what, Adam? You and I got to be a gentleman, and I think we're going to start with Bianca, how she got introduced to isogenics, and then we'll come back to you. How about that, my friend? Because ladies should go first.
Love it. Perfect. Rock it on.
Okay, so Bianca, let's roll back the clock of time. I mean, at this point, you guys are solid 3-star on the verge of going 4-star money earners in the company. But let's roll back the clock of time, and how did you get introduced to isogenics?
Yes, thanks so much, Warren, and I just echo what Adam said. Just so excited to be here. It's such a privilege to be able to share our story and gift the lessons that we've learned over the last 2 years. But you're right. You mentioned that my background, my trade, I went to university for 6 years. I studied my butt off, and I got my qualification as a criminal solicitor, sworn into the courts and went through that whole process. But one thing that comes along with is really pushing yourself and doing, anything, any trade or any education is, it takes a lot. And one thing that really went on the back burner was my health. And I was really desperately searching for a solution to health that I could implement into my busy life, into my busy schedule. My eating habits weren't all that great just because I was so pressed for time. So I was I unfortunately was putting on a bit of weight. My energy was not all that great. My mental clarity was pretty much non-existent. And so I started to burn through a few different programs and a few different diets and eating styles, all to no avail. I didn't really have any success long term, and none of them really provided a holistic approach to health, which is deep down what I was after. And thankfully, a beautiful friend posted some results that she had by using the Isogenics system on Facebook. You know, social media definitely is a window into people's lives. And so I saw her results, and honestly, I just said yes straight away. I could see that it was working for her. I could see that Isogenics she was having great success with it, and I was desperate for a change. So I just said, yep, I'm all in. Here's my credit card. Can you order me some of these beautiful products that you're using? And she did. And they turned up, as we all know, in a big brown box. And I was a little unsure. My hopes weren't all that high just because I'd been let down by, you know, these other programs that I tried. But nevertheless, I followed the system. I put the products into my body alongside still my crazy schedule. And I just had a phenomenal product experience. And, yeah, to date, I've actually lost 20 kilos using the Isogenics system. So
holy,
say that it's been a game changer for my health.
20 kilos, yeah. That is, for the North Americans, I got to convert that, we're talking about over 40 pounds, probably about 44 pounds. And I've met you in person, and let me tell you, you don't look like you've been in 1 kilo overweight your entire life. I mean, you're looking absolutely remarkable, and you dropped 20 kg with Isogenics. How long did it take you to do that?
So that was about 4 months of incorporating the cleansing. Obviously, I'm a really big fan of cleanse days. Anyone that knows me, they are the absolute secret weapon in the Isogenics toolbox. So, yeah, about 4 months. And it was really, for me, what I loved was that the Isogenics system was about nurturing my body. It helped me to create some really healthy habits with food. And that's one thing that I know it's just, you know, a bit of a side benefit that is not often spoken about with these products is just what it does holistically to people's view on health and their approach to health. So, yeah, 20 kilos gone, but so much more gained in terms of my energy and my mental clarity and yeah, just that vitality that I feel on a daily basis. So,
wow, I can feel your passion. So, obviously, without... it's absolutely clear you absolutely believe in the products. I mean, that's ringing true big time.
1,000%. And because of that, and because of my belief in the products and my love for what it was doing for me, I was really open to heading along to a few events and starting to catch up with a few of the other Isogenics people that were in the local community. I started to attend a few of the Wellness Wednesdays that were being hosted, and it was at one of those events that a few people suggested to me that maybe I would really enjoy coming along to a bigger event, which just so happened to be a month or so away, and it was the annual Australian Celebration in Brisbane that they have every year in the March. And they pretty much, if I'm honest, Lauren, they pretty much said to me, 5 days full of fun, full of information, full of high energy with parties and dinners attached to it. And really, it's just a great time. And that really ticked a lot of my boxes. So I said, yeah, absolutely. I would love to come. So
hey, I completely understand. There's a reason why I've been down to Australia for the last last five years in a row, because they are a ton of fun. And I think the Kiwis and the Aussies know how to party almost better than anyone else, let me tell you. First-hand knowledge, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's change gears for a second. How about you, Adam? And I know you have just an absolute unique... I don't think anyone has been introduced to Isogenics this way. I mean, this guy got introduced to Isogenics over in Europe attending the Running of the Bulls Festival. So fill us in. What the heck happened? I mean, obviously you're having fun in Europe, and this is going back. You were, I understand, like 22 years of age when this took place, Adam.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the whole reason why I was in Europe was because I left school at 18 and I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life. And when I looked around me, all my mates and all my peers seemed to know exactly what they wanted to do. They were heading to uni, they were doing this course, doing that course, and I was so jealous at the time that they had so much certainty, and yet I just felt completely lost. And so everyone kept asking me, my parents, my mates, oh, Adam, what are you going to do? And I just felt the pressure to come up with something. And so I actually ended up running away. I ran away to Europe for 2 years, got myself a visa, had no savings. I had just turned 19. I ended up living in London. There was a few nights where I felt extremely lonely. I was wondering what I was doing over there, but I started to venture out, and I started to go traveling a bit. And one of the festivals that always caught my eye as a bit of an adventurer and a bit of an adrenaline junkie was Running of the Bulls. And so I ended up in Spain, and I ended up pitching tents with this Australian guy called Mark. And he was an absolute legend. He had a moustache, you know, a good guy. And we were drinking beers while we were pitching tents. And that was when I kind of met this guy. And when I went back to New Zealand, it was that relationship and that trust that I had in him. When he came to me with an opportunity to join network marketing, I had never heard of it. I had no idea what he was talking about. But I was like 2 feet deep, like full on into my aviation career as a helicopter pilot. And one little mistake I made, and I think a lot of people may resonate with this on the call that are listening, is that I didn't do any background research. I didn't know what the experience of being a full-time helicopter pilot would actually be like. So I literally thought, Wazza, that I was going to be coming out of the helicopter every day after a day's work, and people would be literally like bowing to me or like patting me on the back and saying, you've saved so many lives today. You know, you're just an incredible lifesaver. You're a helicopter pilot. Like, we love you. That obviously, that's not reality. I kind of just thought that I would be this helicopter pilot hero. And yet the reality of the job in the first 5-10 years is you're sweeping hangars, you're cleaning helicopters, and you're doing a bunch of bum boy kind of paperwork sort of stuff. Like I was literally at the bottom, right? At the bottom. And I was like, I don't like this feeling. You know, I was disenchanted by my career choice. I spent $110,000 on student loan to get that little plastic card that says I was a helicopter pilot, and yet I was completely disenchanted in the job that I was in. And so when Mark had this idea of doing this network marketing thing, he literally just did one phone call, and I signed up on the call. I loved everything he said. I didn't know at the time that it was his first ever phone call that he had made to someone about Isagenics. He sounded like a pro to me. And so he would have been on fire. I can just imagine, call one person, that person signs up on the call. And so I was in and he didn't know what he was doing. All he did was send me U+2, then +2, which was now you share, they share, repeat right now. And so back then I was watching that video and I listened to Kathy Coover talking about residual income. And I listened to her talk about financial freedom, and I was like, I'm such an open guy, Warren. And I was like, yes, yes, yes. I was, you know, like gritting my fist and gritting my teeth going, I want that. But at the time, you know, at 21, 22 years of age, I just felt like I had no influence. You know, I felt like I had no self-confidence or backbone. And so my whole 30 days went. I had a great product experience, and my autoship went to go come out, and my card declined, and then it declined the next day, and then on the third day it declined again, and I went into what we call an active status, and I went inactive for an entire year. But beautifully, within that year, I was 2 feet in on the side of my piloting job doing what we call landmark courses, leadership development courses, public speaking courses, and I was just falling in love with growing myself. And over that year, I grew myself. I became an introduction leader at Landmark, where they teach you how to connect with people. They teach you how to go beyond surface level with people and really find out what motivates.
Hey, so hang on just 2 seconds before you, or maybe we should jump into that first about the Landmark, because it's my understanding that when you got really going in Isagenics in New Zealand, out of Auckland, I mean, there really wasn't any meetings yet. You attended the first meeting that ever took place in New Zealand. But, like, so you were already doing Landmark prior to that, correct?
Yeah, because I was an active okay. bear in mind, right? I was doing Landmark without doing isogenics. I had completely forgotten about isogenics because my card declined.
Okay. So let's delve a little bit deeper into the Landmark courses, because I know you like to say that Landmark taught you how to be a professional network marketer. And can you expand upon that? Because I know there's a lot of people out there that have heard of Landmark. There's a lot of millionaires, I'll put it, like Kirk Metz, Kyle Nakrash, Sean Owen, myself. There's a bunch of us that have actually taken Landmark. And I agree with you. You learn some very dynamic skills. But why do you say Landmark teaches you to be a professional networker?
Because the entry-level course, and then the second course, which I would also deem as an entry-level course, so you've got the Landmark Forum and the Advanced course, those courses really opened me up to the idea of actually being able to grow myself as a person. Just like a tree grows or anything else grows, like I can actually grow myself to become a more confident, self-certain person. And I love that. Like, I was like, this is amazing. I had never been introduced to personal development before. And so I said, how do I become a better speaker? How do I become, you know, more effective at communicating? They said, you've got to do this course called the Introduction Leaders Program. And it's a 7-month long intensive course where we get in deep into what's holding you back in regards to communicating with people. What's holding you back to say what needs to be said, which isn't necessarily always going to be what someone wants to hear, but you're saying what needs to be said to have your communication be more effective in order for them to take more action and things like that. And so I was like, that sounds perfect. I put myself in this 7-month long course. And honestly, Warren, the reason why I say it's helped me become a professional network marketer is because everything in that course was to do with like calling people up and inviting them to come to a Landmark course to check it out. And whatever objections you get is based on your level of effectiveness to enroll someone into an inspiring idea, to find out the reason why they would want to come to a Landmark course, and things like that. And so I was copping rejection all over the show. I was finding out how shy and scared I was to bring up certain topics. You know, people were rejecting me because I wasn't willing to say what needed to be said. I was just saying what they wanted to hear. So I was finding out all these levels of how ineffective I was with people. And then all of a sudden, when I built those skills up on the phone, I got to do one-on-one things, and I got to talk to people one-on-one, and I would actually arrange meetings with them and talk to them about it. And then they taught me how to go into people's homes and do what we call in-home presentations. And I was literally learning all this stuff, paying money to learn this sort of stuff, right? And I was just absolutely blown away at how much more confident I was becoming. And I did this all off the drive and desire to grow myself. So
they didn't pay you to enroll all these people in these courses? Like when you were doing
No. What I was getting out of it was more confidence and better people skills and things like that. That's why I was doing it. They didn't pay me at all. No, not at all. I was paying to do the course.
Love it. And you're right. You're talking about developing yourself, your communication skills. Actually, in fact, Landmark has a communication course that's absolutely remarkable. So you've done this work, and I get it why you say it helped you become a professional networker, because being a professional networker, you have to be able to communicate with people, and that's where you hone your skills. So for those of you that want to get better, you may want to look into Landmark, and they're a worldwide organization. I'll just say that. So let's come back to you're now, how did you get reactivated into isogenics? Because as you said, you got enrolled, you were 22 years old, you got your first program, and then your credit card wouldn't go through, so you became inactive. What caused you to reactivate again?
Yeah, so I actually got a friend request from Mark's younger brother. This is the guy that originally got me started in isogenics. His younger brother was still doing isogenics, and I was friends with him on Facebook while I was going through that whole year at Landmark and all that sort of stuff. So I saw his posts popping up every now and again. And he was then, every post that started, it seemed like he was getting more and more successful. And then I saw this one post which tipped me over the edge. And for anyone in the company who knows who David Wood is, I didn't know who he was, but he looked like a very successful man. And I saw this guy shaking hands with David Wood, receiving a trophy. And I instantly just thought, this guy is obviously doing so well in isogenics. You know, why did I ever quit? And it was like fate stepped in, because a week later he private messaged me. I didn't message him. He messaged me and said, look, mate, I want to talk to you about an opportunity. And I said, I know exactly what you want to talk to me about. I'm in. I'm keen.
And that was when he, like, it was, again, such an easy conversation, one conversation. You know, I didn't have much money at the time because all my money was, you know, going elsewhere. And I managed to come up with just enough to get a president's pack. And that was when I reactivated. And it wasn't long after that that the first event came into New Zealand. And I realized just how small this was and just how, you know, how no one was really doing a whole lot back 2.5 years ago when I got started. And so
So with that, like, so you're saying the first event, you attended the first event, but there wasn't the community like there is in North America and Canada, the U.S. There wasn't the same community that there was in Australia. So attending that first event, what did you sort of take away? And then, so what changed? Like, how did you start to build that community?
I realized very quickly, it was like, have you ever seen a movie where someone walks into a room and they've got this massive idea of how everything's going to go, and they walk in and everything's completely different to what they thought it was going to be like, and all of a sudden they have to change tack? Like, I walked into that event thinking this is going to be massive, and I was like, wow, there's not much going on here. And I realized that if I wanted to succeed in this, I had to be it. Like, I had to be the leader for my team, because if I enroll anyone, they've got no one to look to other than me. And so I didn't have anyone to look to myself, because the person who signed me up was over in Australia. And so I was like, okay, what am I going to do here? And I realized that I had to almost fake it till I made it, in the sense of I had to pretend like I knew what I was doing when it came to leading three-way calls for my team. I had to say, look, let's come and do an in-home presentation, and I, you know, I'll do an ISA info session with you and some of the people in your life that are interested. And I was so nervous and scared, because what if I got a question I couldn't answer, or all this sort of stuff, because I was only fresh new. I didn't know what I was doing. But I just faked it till I made it. And I would get to the end of every day and I would close the door to my room and turn the light off and go, oh, made it. No one found out that I had no idea what I'm doing, you know. And so I just really, and through that certainty that I would put on my face every day, every meeting, every time I was in front of a team member, they never saw any doubt. I kept talking the talk, walking the walk, talking the talk, walking the walk every day, and I was doing whatever it took. And another thing that I really realized was I heard something. Brett Davis said it at an event. He said, your team are likely to do 100% of what you don't do. And that made sense. I was like, well, if I'm not doing something, why would they do it? But he also said they're likely to do between 60 and 70% of what you do. And I was like, damn, I thought he would say they do 100% of what you do. But no, they don't. They do. So I was like, well, if I do everything, then at least that'll up the chances of them doing something. So I was like, I messaged corporate and I was like, look, if you ever have events in New Zealand, I'd love to be a speaker. What do I need to do to prove to myself that I'm good at speaking on stage and give you guys confidence in me? And you know, I started building relationships with Steve Foxwell and people in Australian and New Zealand corporate staff, and just putting my neck out there and really being like, look, we're here to stay, and we're going to be, you know, some of the top leaders in New Zealand, and we want this. And so,
well, clearly you guys have become, I mean, you guys are a shining example. And Bianca, like, how about, because I know, and Adam just touched on it, like the launch parties and the three-way calls, I know the two of you have leveraged those two ways of influencing people just tremendously. Can you speak into it a little bit more about the launch parties and the three-way calls? I know, like, a lot of people, Bianca, struggle to get individuals out to launch parties, yet somehow the two of you get people out. Like, how are you inviting people to launch parties?
Yeah, well, we really do love launch parties and three-way calls. Purely, you know, three-way calls, obviously, we can leverage our leadership and we can really help others. And then with launch parties, we can leverage our time and we can really effectively speak to a lot of people in a short amount of time and in the one space. I mean, it's better to have one launch party with 10 people there rather than do 10 individual coffee catch-ups or 10 individual calls. So we really quickly understood that that was going to be our most effective way to build this business quickly, to get it off the ground, because we knew that analogy of, you know, the plane doesn't just go along the runway, like it's got to have that big force behind it to get it going. So I feel for us, something that we do to keep our effectiveness high in terms of getting people on the phone and getting people to launch parties is we keep it really simple. We don't overcomplicate it. We don't hype it up. We're really raw. We're really real with people, and we put our heart out there. Like people can see that we're coming from a genuine place. We genuinely want to talk to them about something or invite them to something that has made an impact in our life. And Warren, I think another thing that has us have success with people wanting to get on the phone or being able to leverage, our success for them to come along to a launch party is that we are out there with what we do in our business and our life on social media. So we've created that social proof around what it is that we do. And you know, people love that. So then when we're offering them to come along to an information session about what it is that we do, we find that they're so much more likely, because the way that we create it online is it's fun, it's high energy. We're always taking photos of us at events with the crew. So people can see, you know what, look what they're creating. Like, I want to be part of that. I want to come along to one of these events where there's all of these cool people. And I always just think back to what intrigued me to go to my first event when I was just a product user, even, you know, just a small Wellness Wednesday. I just wanted to be around those positive, like-minded people. I was really drawn into that. So we always leverage the fact that three-way calls for our team. I actually think that we heard it from a podcast back in the day, back in the day 2 years ago, from something that you said. It's like whenever there's an opportunity to do a call, you make it a three-way call, because it's such a good training tool.
You're absolutely correct. Because that's the power of the three-way call is with that new up-and-coming leader of yours, or that new product user, customer, that says, yeah, I want to learn how to get my products for free. When you start doing three-way calls for them, they hear how you and Adam address the concerns. Oh, it costs too much. Oh, you mean I have to drink my meals? Oh, this, oh, that. And they hear how you respond, and it's in the language you use. Because again, when you think about it, we all have the same ownership. We all have the same products. We all have the same compensation plan, yet we all don't make the same money. And the only difference is who we are. It's how we're showing up, and it's the language that we're using when we're communicating. And I love that about you and Adam, is, Bianca, that you guys, the way you communicate, the way you invite people, you draw them in. And it's an absolute beautiful thing. And the other thing I know you do is you make it, when you invite someone to that opportunity meeting or you invite someone to the launch party, what you do is you give them value, right? It isn't all about you. It's why does Jeff want to show up to that event, right? And all of a sudden, or why does Nancy want to show up? And when you're telling Nancy, come to the event, you're going to learn how I drop 20 kg. I mean, it's pretty incredible what's going on here. Or maybe it's someone wanting to put on more lean muscle mass. You can go, you know what, Tom, like, come to the event. I'll introduce you to Adam. He's one of the Isabonny finalists. I mean, check out his picture. You send a picture to him, you're going to be able to talk to this guy. And again, it's always thinking about when you invite someone to a launch party, we got to give them value. Why should they take an evening away from their family to show up? And you got to make it about them. And I know you guys do that absolutely brilliantly. Now, the other thing I know both of you do brilliantly is really, like, you really get the importance of building belief in others. You want to expand upon that, because I know you have people showing up to events, they'll fly to Australia. I mean, your team members show up. So can you speak about building belief?
We'll do this in two, I think, darling. I know that there's a few little key things I want to say, but Bianca's definitely got this one down pat. The first thing I'll say is that we kind of visually think of it like a lighthouse, right? If you imagine just a dark space and there's just one lighthouse, you know, we were like, in the beginning, it felt like we were the lighthouse, you know, for our team. They didn't have any belief, you know, they hadn't gone to that first event in New Zealand that I went to and saw how tiny it was, you know, and so I was like, I've got to be that lighthouse. I can't let my doubt, because there was doubt, I think there's doubt in everyone, you know, when you're beginning something new, but I couldn't let my own personal doubt infect them. And so I just pretended it wasn't there. I just kept that belief strong, strong, strong until all of a sudden our teammates started to get paid using our belief, you know, and we started to have people climbing up the ranks to manager and director and, you know, eventually executive, to the point where Bianca and I, in terms of our belief, they didn't need it anymore. They had their own, and they became lighthouses in their communities in the small towns around New Zealand, right? And people were looking to them going, well, if Calvin and Vanessa can do it, and, you know, if Sam Anderton can do it, and these people in our team who are executives, they were like, well, we could surely do it. And that obviously lifted us up at the same time. And so we became bigger, our income became bigger, and the things we could do, became, you know, it showed people what was possible. And so it started to spread out. And I'll tell you what, Warren, it's a beautiful thing to see just how easier it is to get someone to believe in this now compared to back in the day when there was no social proofing in New Zealand and people just had to take your word on it rather than see your actual results. And that is a game changer. We know that some really exciting times are coming in Australia and New Zealand, especially in New Zealand with the social proofing that's happening right now, the success that people are having. And so we just really understood the importance of belief. And darling, I'm sure you've got a few things that you want to add to how powerful belief and enthusiasm and things like that are.
Yeah, well, to be fair, Warren, I really think that it's the secret ingredient for our success. I honestly think, you know, people are always searching for, well, what's that secret ingredient? What do those people have that has them hit these ranks or has them have this success in Isagenix? For us, what I truly, truly believe our secret ingredient is our passion and our enthusiasm and our energy. And, I mean, I'm sure you can hear it on the phone. And it's not just because we're on this podcast right now that we're like this. This is how we speak on our team calls. This is how we speak on our phone calls. This is how we are at our launch parties or our information sessions. Like, we are all in, all go, you know, literally Isagenix ambassadors all the time. I use the Ionix bottle as my drink bottle. You know, Adam always wears the start hat or one of the Isagenix shirts. Like, we are just all in, high energy, number one fans of Isagenix. And so what happens then is we start to attract people and we give them that permission to be that strong, statue of the posture of the ambassador of Isagenix as well, because they know that, well, we've got their back as well. You know, we're sticking our neck out with them as well. Because I'm not going to lie, it can feel like that sometimes, especially in an emerging market or maybe if there's not as much success around, sometimes you can feel like you're this little person sticking your neck out. You know, you're like the only one that is believing in this. But what happens is when you just stay so true to sticking your neck out and you go all in and you build your own belief, so much so that you are rock solid, that nothing anyone can say will sway you, that is so attractive to people. And you will attract people who will then feel so secure to stick their neck out with you. And I don't know if, you know, people have seen on the call, but you should really take the 2 minutes to YouTube it. There's a, you know, what leadership is, and it's a video of one person dancing in the park.
Yeah.
And he looks silly. I don't know if you've seen it, Warren, but he looks silly and he's dancing by himself. And then it's like another person comes along because they're like, well, it kind of looks like fun. And if that person's doing it and they're not copying too much criticism, then maybe I'll join in. And before you know it, there's more of a majority of people dancing than there is sitting down in the park. And that's what our energy brings. That's what our energy brings for our team, is that.
And I think you're absolutely correct. And I mean, I've seen you guys in action. I mean, with launching New Zealand, you're right. You guys had to go first. You had to. You believed when others didn't believe, and you stuck with it. And no different than me in Canada, right? I'm on Vancouver Island, and it was there was for a year. I did like an opportunity meeting every week. And there was a lot of evenings when Frank and I showed up and nobody else showed. And it was just like, oh, man. And you keep going and you keep going and you keep going. And now all of a sudden, I mean, we'll do a meeting. And I think our largest meeting here in Nanaimo has been over 300 people. And it's incredible. But it takes someone to go first that makes the decision that one way or another, I'm going to do this. And when you have that mindset, I mean, you know what? Things happen. They really, really do. So I get it. The secret ingredient absolutely is your passion, is your enthusiasm, is your energy, without a doubt. Now, the one other thing that we didn't talk about leveraging, and I want to touch on before we finish, is actually the Isobody Challenge, because it's my understanding that you guys were pretty solid 10 cycles a week. And which is good. I mean, that's an extra $600 a week coming in, an extra $2,400 a month, which is fantastic. But Adam, through leveraging social media and your assistance as well, obviously, you guys just crushed it. Can you talk about what took place going through that Isobody Challenge and what was the impact of it?
Absolutely. This is such a key point, because What I felt like I was dealing with in New Zealand, with all of the skepticism, all of the, and I know this word may sound foreign to you, the tall poppy syndrome, which is basically people wanting to tear people down who are trying to do something differently, you know, and that's what we were doing. We were doing something differently. And I was just in my inbox when I was networking with people trying to spread the good word of Isogenics. They were just like, that stuff doesn't work. You know, that's like people were saying that to me, not everyone, but some people were. And I was like, you know what can I do to nullify that and to have that not be an objection that anyone can say to me? And I was like, it just was a light bulb, Isobody Challenge. And this was already a year into our journey. And I was like, boom, I'm going to go all out. I just looked at Bianca with this look in my eye and I said, darling, I'm going to take my photos quick. I'm going to do this Isobody Challenge with integrity. I'm going to go full out and give it 100% because I'm sick of getting this, these products don't work objections. You know, and so I just did it.
I'll show you.
Yeah, exactly. It was with that venom and that determination. I was like, I don't want anyone to be able to say it to me anymore. Because I was showing them other people's results, and they're like, yeah, whatever. You know, and so I just went hard out, Warren, and I just put, like, my foot down. I stuck to the products 100%, went to the gym every day, even on days when I didn't feel like it. You know, and I was lacking motivation sometimes, but I just still went. And one thing that I did so right, and with Bianca's help and advice, like I started posting all the good stuff, and this is so key, I started posting all of the bad stuff that anyone goes through when they're trying to do a body transformation, right? Because you're not always going to be motivated. You're not always going to be 10 out of 10 committed. There was days when I wanted to drop the ball on my nutrition and have like a blowout meal. There was days when it would get to like 10 p.m. at night and I would be telling myself all day long, oh, I don't want to do this. I don't want to go to the gym today. I deserve a rest day, blah, blah, blah. And I knew it wasn't rest day. But I posted that stuff and I posted how real it was, right? And people, all the naysayers, all the negative people couldn't argue with that because it was real. They were like, this guy is being so real and raw with us on Facebook. And no one was really signing up in the first 2 to 3 months. No one was really messaging me in my inbox saying, I want to get started. But each week I would update them on my progress. This is how much my body's changed. This is how much my body's changed. And come month three, the third quarter of the four quarters of Isobody Challenge, all of a sudden, Warren, it was like people believed that I was going to finish this. They were like, he's been doing it for 3 months, posting about the 16-week challenge. I can see it's working for him, right? I've had enough of watching. And they were in my inbox. Some weeks we were enrolling 13 people a week, 8 people a week. Like all of a sudden it just all came and we went consistently cycling 10 times. To 2 weeks, we had doubled it to 20. So we were now two-star. We rank advanced to two-star, which in New Zealand, you know, not many people at all were sitting around two-star. And people in New Zealand were clapping us on, like Sandra Castle and other leaders were clapping us on, and they were just blown away by what we were doing. And then this is where it got so powerful. 2 weeks after that, we went from 20 cycles to 40 cycles. And it was in 1 month period that we jumped from 10 over 4 weeks up to three star, which in New Zealand, again, like Beck and Rico and Dave and Paula Wenham, they were like looking at us going, well done, you guys. You guys are, you know, it was building New Zealand's belief as well as our teams, as well as, you know, as everyone's. And we were just like, this is incredible. And what started to happen, Warren, was with that commitment, my team could see it. My network, which was, you know, all of social media could see how committed I was to this. And then when I dropped the bomb of my before and after photos on my network, it was, it, to this date, it's been my most successful post I've ever posted on social media. You know, it gained so much traction. It just absolutely blew up. And one powerful thing that I have never experienced since is anyone telling me that these products don't work, because my before and after photo is the first photo you see on my social media profile. Everyone in my network would have seen that post, and no one can tell me it didn't work, because you just look at the photos and you go, whatever he did to get that in 16 weeks worked. And when I tell them it's Isagenix, all there is to do is go, okay, well, you know, take my hat off to you. And so, you know, it was such a game changing thing. And one powerful thing I'll say about a before and after is that no matter what, if you're an Isagenix like us forever, if you're going to be sharing these products until you're gray and old, right up until your last breath, which is what we're going to be doing, we're in this for the long haul. No one will ever be able to take those before and afters away from you. You get a good before and after, you've got them forever, and no one will ever be able to tell you that these products don't work, because you can say, well, look at what it's done for me, right? And you will have so much belief, so much posture within yourself when you talk to people, and you'll feel so proud when you hand them your cell phone and go, hey, look, this is what it's done for me, when you're standing in a supermarket or when you're standing in, you know, when you're standing in any form, when you're socializing with people, you go, look, this is what these products have done. You can bring it out at any given moment. It's a perfect tool. And what Bianca and I say is before and afters build your business. Just what it did for us.
They absolutely do. Oh my goodness. And I can tell you that you're a strong advocate of the Isobody Challenge. And on top of that, you get $200 worth of free product when you complete your challenge. So why wouldn't you do it? Guys, this has been absolutely remarkable. So much great information. I guess just one last thing, because I understand, Adam or Bianca, whoever wants to take the question, that there is another unexpected side benefit to Isagenix that neither one of you actually anticipated, but let me tell you, it's probably been one of the most significant things to occur for both of you. So who wants to take that one?
Darling, do you want to take over on this one?
Well, how about you start it, Adam? I mean, you went to this event.
I'll start it because I like the way I led into it. So in Isagenix, being a man, you know, I started off as a 23-year-old single guy, and I was all enthused. I had all the drive to succeed at this. I didn't need anyone else. I didn't need a partner, right? But as I got invited to go over to the celebration event 6 months into my journey, right, I was totally unexpected. I was just so focused on inviting and getting my team there. I had 11 teammates come over with me from New Zealand, and I was pumped. I knew they were going to get truckloads of belief out of this event. I'm there, and I'm obviously excited about going to the start party, my first ever start party. And as soon as day one hit of celebration, what instantly blew me away was the ratio of females to males. So I was just like, this is incredible. Look at these attractive, ambitious, like-minded women who are just full of heart and integrity and passion. I was like, this is incredible. And so I was just absolutely blown away by it. I'd never been to something in my life, right? Like something like that ever. I'd never experienced it. Next thing you know, I find myself in the elevator going up to the start party. When I press the button and the doors open, there was three people standing in that elevator. One was Eric Coover. One was Peter Kelly. And the other one was this gorgeous Amazonian-looking goddess who I had just... you know, anyone would get excited about Peter and Eric being in an elevator, but I just looked straight in between Peter and Eric, and I said, who was that girl staring at her feet in the corner? And when she looked up, she had just, I was just blown away. Like, I was so nervous, and I don't normally get nervous, but I was so nervous to say anything. And so, you know, darling, obviously, you know, we ended up connecting. And what did you think of that, darling, when I met you and how it all kind of came about as the weeks led on after that?
Yeah, well, it was definitely unexpected. I didn't expect to, I didn't go to that event expecting to meet someone. I definitely didn't go to that event expecting to experience a career change and a sea change. But, what happened was we connected. And we just knew, we just instantly knew that we were on the same page. And funny story, Warren, actually, and this really speaks volume about the power of posture and passion, but when I met Adam and I started to talk to him, I actually thought that he must have been, you know, at least a multiple six-figure or seven-figure income earner in IceJet. Just with the way that he was speaking and the, you know, the belief that he had around the company. And so I thought, oh, wow, like I've met this young guy, this young single, seven-figure income earner here. And anyway, it turns out that he was actually a director. it was just the posture that he had and the sheer determination that he had. So it's a very attractive quality. But yeah, needless to say, we fell in love from that moment. And I actually moved from Australia to New Zealand, and we teamed up together. In New Zealand, and we've been building Isogenics together from the ground up since then. But really, I guess one of the golden nuggets in that is invite everyone to events. I was just a product user that absolutely loved the product, but network marketing or building a business in this profession was never absolutely not on my radar. I had just invested over $100,000 in 6 years of my life at university to go down what I thought was my ideal path. And, you know, look what has happened just from that, from going to that event. So never discount people, never not invite people to events. People could have looked at me and gone, oh, she's just a girl that uses a product. You know, there's no need to necessarily, you know, say, hey, do you want to fly to Brisbane and invest all this money? Because, you know, now just from that one question, it's led to us teaming up and building a team that's almost verging on 2,500 people here in New Zealand. So definitely an unexpected side benefit of going to that celebration, that's for sure.
Well, guys, both of you, I think the clearest thing that everyone's going to take away, and there's probably going to be, just to give you a heads up, 2,000 to 4,000 people listening to this recording. I'll just say it's clearly your passion. I mean, when both of you speak, I mean, you just, the way you spoke about Adam's conviction and you figured he was already a multiple six-figure money earner or a seven-figure money earner. I mean, there was just that sheer determination. And that's what it takes to succeed. I mean, if you want to become the best of the best, I mean, you have to have that, you know what, like, I'm not dead yet. I'll do whatever it takes. And even when people aren't showing up to the opportunity meetings, when you're launching a new country and it's only you there or just that small handful, it's continue to push. And then all of a sudden you, and I know this is true, you end up having a few others start to link arms with you. And when all of a sudden there's six or eight of you linking arms and saying, we're going to do this one way or another. We're doing this. We're putting New Zealand on the map. And by goodness, you guys are absolutely putting New Zealand on the map. So I just want to say it's been an absolute privilege having the chance to chat with you guys, and you got me all fired up. Like, I'm going to get off the phone and I'm thinking, who am I going to call? I'm actually going to call Jordy and tell Jordy he needs to listen to this podcast, because that's the way you've made me feel. And so if any of you want to get a copy of this recording, there's three ways to get it. You can either go to Podomatic and download that app on any smart device, and then just follow the Take Action team. You can go to Facebook and you can go to Take Action Team, and Katie posts the recordings there. Or you can go to takeactionteam.com, and again, you can access our email list there, and then Katie will email you the list out. But it has been an absolute treat, Bianca and Adam, and there is no question that you guys are en route to becoming seven-figure money earners. I absolutely know that.
It's on our vision board, was like we are, one of our goals is to be the first seven-figure income earners pop out of New Zealand, to show everyone, not just in New Zealand, but across the board, Isagenix wide, that A, it's possible, B, anyone can do it. And was, thank you so much for the opportunity. You know, Bianca and I, as I said, absolute dream come true for us to be on these podcasts. And yeah, thank you so much for reaching out.
All right. Well, everyone have an absolutely amazing week, and we'll talk to you soon. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Bye.